Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker. You can catch me on the Game Brand podcast and also The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's a cartoon. Go check it out. And joining me is a wonderful person. It's Mr. Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hi, Ben.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm not going to lie. I just ate a whole bunch of Thai food and immediately it's putting me into food coma. So I'm just going to push through. I'm going to wake myself up. Below Deck Sailing Yacht is going to wake me up because it was actually a really good episode. I'm really into the season so far. Before we get into that though, tonight, we're going to be on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, also with Ira Madison III and Sasha Morfa from the Bravo Breakdown. And obviously Ira's from Keep It. So everyone check that out on Bravo. It's so cool. This is our second time being on. It was so cool that we got invited back. We were not banned from the network. So
at least the first time we weren't. We'll see what happens the second. Yeah.
No, but seriously, we had so much fun. So thanks to everyone at Watch What Happens Live for bringing us back. And we hope you guys all watch it and enjoy it. So check it out. And there's also an after show that's going to be on El Interneto. So be sure to watch that as well.
Do it. Check it out. That was... okay, so today is Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Now, Below Deck Sailing Yacht, most improved show, I think, of all time. Like, wow. Literally forever. Not only...
Wow.
I hated this show. I hated this show's ass, okay? I wanted this show to die. I would dream about murdering this fucking show. And now I love it. It's hilarious. It's great. The cast is great. Glenn's great.
Glenn.
Works perfectly.
You know, maybe you are just a slow adopter to Below Deck spinoffs, because you also hated the first season of Below Deck Mediterranean as well, right? And then the second season, you came around to it.
I also hated the first, well, not the first season, but just at the beginning, the idea of Below Deck. Just watching Below Deck,
because
I'm a service person, you know, and I don't mean military, so don't throw me any parades or anything, but I'm a waiter, you know, so, or was for a very long time. And so this just always stressed me out, Maids on a Boat, etc. But I love both of those other shows, but this one, just the Jenna Adam of it all. I mean, who cares? We don't need to go back into that. The point is, great show.
It takes, sometimes it takes a season to find your, no pun intended, your sea legs. Because season one of Below Deck Med, we also had a whole different captain. So it was a different get down. And this one also, I mean, the first season of Below Deck Sailing Yacht, I mean, you weren't irrational in your feelings. It was not great. It was not a great cast chemistry, very dull people. I think they got it right. They put a lot of craven yachties who missed the cut to be on The Real World, and it's working out well.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it's working out well. Okay, so here we are. Now, just so you all remember who we're talking about, Natasha, Danny, Colin, Sydney, Ellie, Jean-Luc, Glenn, Daisy, and Gary, okay? Those names are always written down at the beginning of notes.
Yeah, yeah. I still am struggling with my Natasha and Natalie issues, so I apologize. Again, if I refer to Natasha as Natalie, I just have leftover Amazing Race 20, 20 issues from the mid-aughts.
Well, I figured out what the song sounds like at the end, where it goes, woo-hoo. Okay, it sounds like that song, woo-hoo, woo-hoo, woo-hoo. What song is that?
That's a great question. What song is
that? Oh, God, you're never going to name that tune.
Oh, wait, no, do the tune again. Do it again.
Okay, I'll do it lower so everybody doesn't freak out on me. Let's take it down an octave.
Yeah,
okay,
I need a different key.
Hit it, boys. Yeah. Ooh-hoo, 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 ooh-hoo. Repeat.
Ooh-hoo, ooh-hoo.
Okay. Well, someone tell us in the comments if you can guess it, because it's on my mind, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, so you don't? Oh, I thought. Well, I thought you had the answer.
No, no, I don't have the answer. I'm just getting closer to figuring out what this song is aping.
Three blind mice. Three blind mice. That's what it is.
Okay. Let's get into this. So 8 a.m., 6 hours before the charter, they've just partied their asses off on this boat, the crew. And so it's a mess. There's liquor bottles everywhere, trash all over the place, a lot of salt on the floor.
Big salt issues. So everyone's like passed out. The first one to wake up is Natasha. She gets up and she sort of like goes into the kitchen, makes herself some coffee, and then just is like sitting around the crew mess. And then we go over, we sort of see a hallway cam, and we hear a flush in a guest cabin. An important point, that flush, later in the episode. But we hear a flush, and then we hear Sydney saying, "You can't leave me here. Where's my bathing suit?" And then Gary goes, "We can't go out together."
"Here, wear my t-shirt."
And so she goes out first wearing his t-shirt. And she's like, "This is the worst walk of shame ever. I have to act like nothing happened. I mean, good morning, Natasha." And Natasha just like kind of looks up from her phone and then looks directly into the camera like,
"Yeah,
you saw that, right?"
It was a full-on office moment. Because then, like, 2 minutes later, Gary comes out, and he's just wrapped in a giant towel, right? And just is like, "Hello." And he, like, keeps on walking by. And then he goes into his room, and Glenn is there, and he's awake. And Glenn's like, "Oh, good morning. How are you?" And he's like, oh, we had so many laughs last night. My cheeks were hurting. Oh, just good old times. Laugh, 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 laugh. Yes, also fucked a girl. But laugh, 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 laugh."
"Oh, there's a good bunch of crew on here."
Then we cut to Jean-Luc barfing more.
Yeah.
Lots more barf where that came from.
Yeah. And then the other girls in like the room of three, they're talking, and Daisy's like, "Oh, JL's going to be in the biggest state today. He is drunk and he drank the whole bottle of whiskey himself. And he couldn't even count how many Peters were in a basket. Were there one? Were there 20? He was in the biggest state."
And they're all asking Sydney, like, "Hello, what did you do last night?" And she's like, "Nothing happened." And Daisy's like, "Shut the fuck up. You're hooked up with Gary. Just say it." Allie's like, Did you do that?
And so then Sydney tells us, she's like, Yes, we had sex. We hooked up." And then Daisy's like, "I swear to God, I didn't realize there was a vibe between you two. It's like saying there's a basket and it's not full of any Peters at all. I had no idea it's full of 20 Peters."
"Now tell me with a straight face you didn't put your hand on his pee."
and Allie's just looking totally shocked. And they're like, "Why are you looking totally shocked, dum-dum?" She's like, "Well, I didn't realize there was a vibe there. I guess there was there." And Daisy's like, "Well, I noticed it." So then they all start cleaning and they're all giggling. And Jean-Luc still doesn't want to switch rooms, but he knows he's about to be forced into a decision. So then in the kitchen, Natasha is gossiping with Colin. And she's like, "Oh, you know that Colin, Ali and Gary hooked, Gary and the other lady. I wrote down the names at the beginning of this recap. Hold on.
Sydney
and Gary. Yes, they hooked up. You know that, right?"
And Colin is like, I guess he's like, I don't know, or whatever. And so then Gary's talking to Colin, and he's like, "Yeah, we pretty much chilled. We just chilled, you know. It was just not much, just a cheeky little kiss. You know, I shouldn't have did it anyway. I was feeling like a dickhead this morning. It was such a dickhead, you know." And then he tells us, "Yeah, we just cuddled. Yeah, she may have given me a cheeky kiss."
And then Natasha and Allie are talking, and Natasha's asking her, "Were you surprised that it was Sydney?" And Allie's like,
"That did surprise me. Yes, it did. So, am I the only person not surprised by that?"
And Natasha's like, "Yeah, never trust the quiet ones." So it's time for the preference sheet meeting.
Yes. So the primary is Dr. Nichols, But Dr. Nichols and her husband couldn't make the flight. So instead, her friends are coming. It's Victoria and Ryan from New Jersey, and Hannah and Andy are also coming. And they want an endless flow of drinks, and they are obsessed with healthy eating, and they want to be surprised by dinner. And Gary's like, oh, so you just want to hide around the corner and go, bah, during dinner.
Victoria is an integrated nutritionist, whatever the fuck that means.
Wow.
And Ryan is a high luxury seller at Sotheby's.
Mm. Oh. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. It's like, who wants to buy this stupid piece of jewelry? Anyone? Anyone? I'm sparkles. Mm.
And so, then the drama begins. Yes. A fucking crew member used this head. For fuck's sake. When that last guest left, I checked it. The head was clean.
There is an unspoken rule that they're not supposed to use the guest head ever. Okay, this really pisses me off. This is like 45 Peters in a basket and you tell me there's only three. All the crew. Has anyone used the day head in the main salon?
Radio, radio, Daisy, Daisy. Tell me who did it. And Colin's like, oh, well, I used it last night. So Gary just says on the radio, well, I think it was used last night. Unlike my penis, which was totally innocent, not being touched at all right? And Daisy's like, can we please not use the head? Please.
That was clean and detailed, and now we have to detail it after another crew member.
He's like, watch out for Daisy, bro. She's terrifying.
Right, and I'm already starting to brace myself for a season that is going to descend into the brew territory of Below Deck from 2 years ago. Like, I'm already sensing it coming. Like, oh, look at that crazy woman. Look at her crazy. So Daisy's like, I mean, you can tell because there was a little freaking boat on the toilet paper. Oh my God, it's gone. Well, maybe next time I'll pee in the jacuzzi. How would you like that? Put a whole bunch of pee in the shape of pita breads. Can't spell pita bread without pee, can ya? Oh, goodness.
Well, I've got the bad news for you, boss. You better check the guest toilets. It's a damn mess. Chicago! Someone used the guest cabin toilets as well.
Yeah, she's like, are you 100% sure? She's like, well, there are drips on the floor and the bowl is dirty and the toilet paper did not have the little sailboat that you're like, no sailboat! They took down the sailboat from the toilet paper!
Oh, I'm really mad. Fucking living over this. All crew to the mess. So everybody has to gather. And Daisy's like, so Donnie detailed downstairs. And since yesterday, it's been used. There were drips on the floor, lotion in a towel. Who was it? Who was it, you Peter Steeler?
One of your slime bags was dripping on the floor. Who was dripping on the floor in the guest head? You never drip on the floor in the guest head. Who took down the sailboat in the toilet paper?
And Sydney is just looking away, like, so obviously guilty, right? And yeah. Gary's like, not me. And it's like, no one then. No one's going to admit to it then. And nope, no one is going to admit to it. And Gary's just laughing about it in his diary room. He's like, oh, it looks like someone might have hooked up and not said anything about it.
Well, obviously, if no one's going to admit to it, there's nothing much I can do. But if you're not going to give a shit about my department, we're not going to give a shit about your department.
Let's see how long it takes your teak floor to get an oyster.
Let's see how you feel when you see some pita on your teak.
So Glenn's like, well, make sure it doesn't happen again, because it's very disrespectful to the interior. So let's nip it in the bud before it becomes a problem.
Please let this be the absolute last time. And then Gary's like, oh, she's on a rampage. Crazy lady is on a rampage.
So then we go to Danny cleaning this toilet that was used. What were they doing with this toilet? Did they poop out a week's worth of poop in the toilet? Because all we see is a disgusting poop water. It's like, did you not even flush the toilet in the guest room? Come on, guys.
Yeah, and Daisy is just so incensed. She's like, he's a fucking liar. So Allie's like, we all work together. We're going to talk to with each other, whatever. I mean, I'm just playing around. I don't really care about the situation, but But I will mention quite a few times that I was surprised because I thought he was flirting with me. But I don't care. I don't care.
Well, I'll say this, since you've only said it with your eyes about 10 times so far. He was flirting with Ollie all day, and I don't like to see that. And I was like, I really don't care. What do I, am I crying right? I'm not crying right. I do not care.
So oh, you had fanny flutters. We all know you had fanny flutters.
I mean, you're a bit of a four-year-old hooking up with your deckhand first day. You know all those fucking four-year-olds fucking all the time.
You know, back where I'm from, you don't hook up until you're 6 years old. That's what I say.
Danny calls Gary over. Well, she's cleaning the guest cabin, and he passes. And she's like, Gary, let me show you something funny, okay? I'm cleaning this bed, and you see where it's dirty there? That's two marks that looks like they could be hands.
And he's like, no, we just spoke and talk shit, you know, and I just passed out. That's all that happened there. That's all. She's like, it says cheeky little kiss in the dust. Was that you, perhaps?
Also, you guys clean that fucking guest cabin.
I know.
Why have there already been guest cabins in there and there's that much dust that has
so
not been cleaned? It's enough.
Dust.
It's like a ghost left his handprint in there. There's so much dust.
Either Gary has a lot of dandruff or that was unattended to, so please just wipe that shit down.
And she's like, I should be detective because it's very suspicious that the perp always goes back to the scene.
Yeah, and then we get a close-up of like the little sailboat fold on the toilet paper, which we seem to go back to like 5 times this episode. Like anytime anyone does anything wrong, it's like the sailboat on the toilet paper thinks otherwise.
Yeah, I'd like to call this toilet paper sailboat to the stand.
So then Gary is now dealing with JL because JL drives Gary nuts. And he's like, quick question. Did you use the doodle bag up there? Which they have so many crazy terms on this boat. Doodle bag, donkey dick, boogaroo, babalaboo, babadibibo, babadibibo. It's basically charade. It's like charade talking.
There's marks on the floor. Maybe you missed that accidentally, stupid face, donkey dick, little twitty twit.
So then it's time for provisions, and Sydney's like, wow, look, JL, 2 bottles this time for ya. He just barfs everywhere.
Yeah. And then Daisy accidentally ordered 10K or 10 kilograms of carrots. Natasha's like, what the fuck? Is she going to feed an island of bunnies? What is happening?
Dun, dun, dun. There's no ice cubes in the guest ice.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. So now the guests are arriving amidst this ice cube meltdown, and no pun intended. And so, yes, they're walking on the dock, and one lady is like, don't be too impressed because we see this all the time. So if you're too impressed, you're a peasant, right? Okay. Everyone knows.
Daisy's like, they're not the primary. So this could be a nightmare. The primary usually keeps the secondary players in line. Let's see how it goes.
They're like, hi, my name's Hannah. This is Andy. Andy just got done, French kissing strangers in the town square. Okay, great. Oh, and your names are? And then everyone's like introducing themselves. And one of the ladies is like, there's not going to be a pop quiz later, is there?
Welcome. Well, let's go look for some wind, guys. So we get the tour. And look at Glenn bringing on luggage. Wow. I mean, this guy's a mensch, okay?
He really is. And he even gives a little mensch joke. He brings up this one bag and he goes, this one here is the one with the gold bars in it. It's like, oh, Glenn, you adorable man.
And these guys are already hilarious. Like, one of the guys is like, oh, we are spending all night in a hot tub, bitch. And Daisy turns around and she's like, so are you couples then? She asks it in that way, like, you poor things. And he goes, oh, no, our husband stayed home, honey. And they all start cracking up.
Yeah. So it's like one couple and then a girl and a gay guy, and the girl and the gay guy, I think their husband stayed home in case anyone was really concerned about this layout. So
I actually didn't know. So there you go. Yeah. I thought that guy was kind of mean to his boyfriend.
Yeah, no, because I went back. I actually went back like three times to try to figure it out. I was like, what exactly is are they all not with their spouses or some with their spouses? So that's what I deduced. So,
there you go.
So then Gary
starts, like, detective.
I know.
Did you deduce this when you saw how the toilet paper was folded in the guest head?
The perpetrator always goes back to the crime. So now Gary is helping shuck oysters because his town is famous for shucking oysters. So go figure.
Which, you know, congrats.
Yeah. I'm already liking how his weird backstory is filling out. Like, well, I came from a town where we're known for shucking oysters. And I had a few cheeky little kisses with a shell. And then I decided to get on a boat.
And then he basically just slurps down all the oysters himself.
Every
time they cut back to Gary, he's slurping down another oyster. And he's moving Sid tonight, and Sydney's like, I'm at night now? And he's like, yeah, I think it'll be better if we just switch it up. And she's like, this is because I fucked you right. Like, her eyes are saying, like, this is because I fucked you right.
Right.
And Gary's like, yeah, it's just better to old tonight.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then we discover, unsurprisingly, that these guests are very high maintenance, and they try to mask it by being really nice in the way that they ask for everything. But they're like, hi, so we would love if you guys could unpack us. And then, like, I also need, like, three of my jackets steamed, if you can steam them. Yes. And I would love a cocktail with dried elderflower. And I don't know if it's possible to maybe catch a grouper and then grind it up and put it in the cocktail as a garnish. I would love that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I was done with them at dried elderflower. How about some go fuck yourself? Okay. How about that? How about we're in a time of, even if we weren't in a time of COVID, dried fucking elderflower. Shut up,
yeah.
Blue face. Okay.
Also, like, I'm over elderflower. Okay. I never really understood what made it special. I don't, like, you know, like when people put elderflower in a champagne, like that.
It's over. It's over. Elderflower has had its day. And I can't believe someone with that much Botox and fillers is asking for something with elder in the title anyway, okay?
And dried. So yeah. So guess what? The ice machine is still broken, but Colin's working on it. And there's oysters, and then Daisy's bringing up some tartare to the guests and everything. So it's just sort of like the usual, you know, opening afternoon.
You know, I was just thinking, we read through the notes on this show. We start the show off like, this show is so funny. This is going to be the best episode. We're like, and then elderflower.
And then guess what, guys? The ice machine is still broken. It's still broken. And now Colin has taken it out of its housing. I didn't even know it could do that. I didn't know it could come out of its housing. It's like taking a turtle out of its shell. Can that happen?
Ridiculous. So Daisy is being really short with Natasha, cause Natasha's like, we can start carrying the plates up. And Daisy's like, well, none, you need to give me a second to grab a tray. And Natasha goes, really? It's just like the weirdest fight. These two have the weirdest fight.
They have a weird
And so
chemistry.
Natasha tells us, well, I did, you know, the first starter was fine, but I know there's a problem with me and Daisy. And guess what? I don't give a fuck because I'm here to work.
And like Daisy's trying to figure out what's in the tartare. She's like, before I can go up, I have to know, what is this kind of leaf? What type of leaf is this? And Natasha's like, it's like acacia leaf or whatever it's called. She's like, acacia leaf? No, it's acacia leaf. Oh, okay. Here's your tartare with essence of Enya in it. Go enjoy.
So Gary they're dropping lines. Time to drop some lines, guys. And people are throwing up lines to them from the dock, and Gary catches his, but JL doesn't. Poor Jean-Luc.
Oh.
And then the gay is like, oh my God, that's such a hot picture. You know what? Look at this picture. I look super hot in it. I'm caping it.
Yeah. There's a lot of footage of him taking photos. And they are going to be doing dinner at 8, and Danny's going to be leading dinner service. So that way Daisy can teach Allie how to do turndowns in less than 5 hours. And
get your fins ready, girl, because it's sink or swim time.
Allie's like, oh, I didn't bring my fins. Is that a problem?
Cell drama.
Big cell drama.
All right, well, let me explain it to you like this. The whole tail is covered in tedlarks, which means it sticks to itself, okay? And then what we need to do is we need to spray below the donkey.
Okay. There's a rope that goes up. You have to bring the rope through the donkey dick, and you have to spread it through because the whole mast is only being held on by a rope. And if the rope is off, the sail could just go. Do you know what a sail is? Here, let me demonstrate. I'm going to turn to my side. This is what a sail is. You know what a picture of a sailboat, there's a triangle? The triangle is the sail. Do you know what a triangle is? Okay, you got right, your so shapes. Okay, squares and triangles. This is the one you want.
This is the finger, okay? This finger that I'm holding up, that's a rope. Okay, then I'm going to make a circle with my other hand, okay? Then you're going to bring that rope through that circle. Do it again. Oh, my God. I'm my finger's fucking the hole. This is hilarious. You guys getting this? Some funny stuff.
So Gary has to climb up this mast, and he has to like over. He's sort of like helping the sail unfurl because the Kevlar is sticking to itself and everything. And Glenn is like, "Oh, you know what? You maybe should do is maybe you should strap yourself onto something because you're sort of standing up high and you could fall and die or something like that." But I'm not going to insist too hard because I'm very a very nice man.
I got it. And then of course he almost falls to his death.
Yeah, he gets startled. He's like.
Oh, my God, that was amazing. I'm taking a picture of that. Oh, my God, I look so hot in this picture with this guy. I'm almost dying right now. That was amazing.
And then there's more sailing nonsense where Gary says, "Oh, the boat rope is broken on the left." I'm like, what? "Oh, the boat rope is broken on the left." "The boat rope is broken on the left." Like, I don't know what language you're speaking now.
Yeah, I don't know, but it works out. So then Gary is sitting with Sid. They're just kind of sitting there, taking a break or checking the sails. Who knows? But they're sitting together, and it's kind of awkward. And Gary's like, "I'm in a bit of a predicament. It's not that I'm not attracted to her, but you never know where to go where you never want to go there with your department, but my dick is stronger than my brain."
Well, that's your fault, sir. So don't say you're in a predicament as if you passively were put into a situation. So, then Daisy's coming in for drink orders, and Ryan is like, "I don't know, surprise me." She's like, "Oh, I hate that. Oh no, I don't. How do I surprise someone? What do I do?" So then,
he's like, "I'm gay, so make me something fruity, okay? Garnish it with sparkles." She's like, "Okay, so I'll give him garnish with diamonds topped with mermaid's fart and smoked volcano from Narnia. Doesn't exist, so he's getting a Kir Royale."
Yeah, so she makes him a Kir Royale with a strawberry Kir, which sounds disgusting to me. And then she serves it to him, and she's like, "What do you think?" And he goes, "Fire." I'm like, "Oh,
fire."
He probably bought tickets to the Fire Festival, and you know it. You know he did.
And Glenn's like, "Keep an eye on the lazy sheet." "Hey, who are you calling the lazy sheet, you son of a gun?" I meant literally the sheet. "All right, you're good. Be in your own bedroom now."
"You stay away from the head." So now Gary sends Sydney down to sort of take a rest before her night shift. And she's like, "I expect a coffee," which I'm like, this is bad news for Gary. This is bad because it's not that she expects a coffee. She's expecting a gesture right now. You can tell she's basically saying like, if he brings me a coffee, then I know where we stand. But if he doesn't bring me a coffee, I also know where we stand.
I mean, he's being rude, you know? He's doing that typical guy thing where you bang, and then the next day they're like so awkward about it. They're like, "Oh, right. But we don't even know each other."
So now that Sydney's gone down, Gary's calling for JL. He's like, Gary, JL. And JL's just sitting there in the crew mess, committing the cardinal sin of below deck, not answering his walkie-talkie.
Yeah, so they're all telling him, "Dude, you're being called on the radio." So he gets on.
"Gary's..." He's like, "Okay, go ahead." "On the radio!
For crying out loud, I'm looking for small bin bogs. I don't got time to listen to this. Just answer it."
"Who do you think you are? Answer the radio!"
It took me a minute when she's like, "Ollie, do you have small bin bogs?" It's like, what's a bin bog? I had to think about it for a while. A bin bog. It's a trash bag, right? So they're like, "Get on the radio." So he gets on, and Gary's like, "Meet me in the bridge." And he goes, "Well, I actually have a coffee on." "Your coffee can wait."
Can you believe that? Like, I'm always impressed every season of Below Deck, any franchise, that they find these people who would say to their boss, "Hold on a second, I got some coffee on at the moment."
So they get the tender out, and then the lady with a lady gay, wait, lady gay? What do you call it? Okay, the lady with her gay friend is like, so do you like John Luke? And he's like, yes! Just, yeah, he's cute.
So Gary and Jean-Luc bring in a tender and everything, and then Daisy and Allie walk into the galley and knock over a box of lobster carcasses. And there's like lobster shells and this weird black substance all over the floor.
That was like dark matter. It was so gross.
I don't know what it is. And I read a whole book about lobsters last year, and I feel like I know so much about lobsters now, but that's one thing I do not know about, the strange black goo on that floor. And so they're like looking at this goo, and then it cuts to Hannah up on the deck going, oh, there's so many beautiful sights out here, aren't there?
Why is it block? Why is it block? And Allie's like, oh, trauma. So Jean-Luc is like, okay, we're going to set up the naughty boys. And the gay's like, oh my God, I'm so down.
So now dinner's going to be at 8. And Gary wants JL to do something with the ropes, like tie them around a post or something.
Coil the rope.
Coil the rope, why don't you?
Daisy, this is my department. So so JL is like half doing it, but there's like one of the ladies, the charter ladies, is like on a paddleboard, and he just keeps standing and staring at her. So Gary gets all passive aggressive, and he like grabs the rope. He's like, it's okay. I'll do it. You just do what you're going to do.
Yeah. There's loads of times I ask you to do something. You just stand around like that. He's like, I cannot be micromanaged. Do not do it. Okay. Well, this line is wrong, you know? Well, I was told not to drag the lines across the teak. Well, they're not the same size. Now we're going to have to switch everything around.
Yeah. He's like, we're going to swap cabins right now. Then it cuts to Allie burning herself on the steamer in the laundry room.
Yeah, classic below deck.
Yeah, classic. And there's just more antics, like the one of the charter guests, Hannah, I think, falls into the water off her paddleboard. And then we start seeing Jean-Luc move cabins. And Jean-Luc tells us, this is what he says. He goes, what really wears me down about moving into the cabin with Captain Glenn is that Gary forced me to. It's bullshit. I'm like, A, he's your boss. B, you complained about not getting sleep because you don't fit into your bed. So you basically asked for it. So I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, and then Gary's in with Natasha while she's cooking, and he's like, oh, I need to change a dick crew already. She's like, two or one? And he's like, I'm not answering that. Well, what the hell? Now you're going to have to fire Sid because you fuck Sid. Yeah. Come on. You're the one being awkward, not her.
Exactly.
So then they change into their blacks, and we're talking about the donkey dick thing again. And yeah. Glenn's like, you got to get the head off. You got to get the head of the top rope through the donkey dick. It's like your zipper. You can't have your dick in your zipper. You got to get your zipper before you know, I'm going to put my fingers through this hole again. This is really funny. Anybody want to pull my finger while it's fucking the hole? Come on.
So now it's dinner service, and Natasha's happy because she likes working with Danny as opposed to Daisy. And the food's coming out. It all looks delicious. The guests are loving it. And downstairs, meanwhile, Daisy is showing Allie how to do a turndown. And Allie is clearly not listening. She's like sitting at some desk and just like nodding her head and clearly not retaining anything that Daisy is showing her.
Yeah. She just keeps her mouth kind of open at all times while she looks around. It's so funny. And Daisy's like, well, so with the beds, make sure you tuck the sides in here. Not sure you should be using stuff on the granite. Just use some water. You're listening to me, right? And now he's like, I'm a dive master. Dive masters, you know, I see sharks, and sharks float with their fins down and big smiles with millions of teeth. I mean, if I can breathe underwater, I definitely can make a bed. So you're not listening to a goddamn thing I'm talking about, are you, Binbog?
Do you know that when I said you're going to sink or swim, I didn't say I wanted to hear about the time you went and saw a shark? I didn't mean literally put on some fins, okay? I don't care. Sinking or swimming has nothing to do with your actual experience with swimming.
So lobster tails. They're getting their lobster tail and clarified.
Great transition, Molly. So lobster tails.
So lobster tail and clarified butter and rolled zucchini.
Yum.
So Glenn is just watching Gary just work so hard, and he's like, not all first mates can maintain sales and work so hard with a hangover like Gary. I am impressed.
You should see what he does with the broken zipper. Oh man, it's like I always say, you gotta undo the zipper all the way before you zip it back. I already told you that. You know how a zipper works. Okay. Okay.
Oh my God, you know what I love? You know, I love lobster without a shell. I mean, I love it. Like, I didn't even have to work for this lobster tail. There's no eyes, there's no shell, there's nothing. And I love this. It's a sparkle lobster tail, all right? Great job, Patch.
Sparkle lobster. Sparkle tail. So now Sydney is awake, and Gary's giving her the overnight list, and she's like, Gary has been like all work and no flirt all day, and I'm not really sure what's going on. I'm like, well, what's going on is you guys slept together, and now he's realizing how he was so completely unprofessional by it. So he's trying to course correct by not flirting, and he's feeling awkward about it. And that's pretty much what's happening.
He's basically ghosting you, but since he can't leave, he's just pretending you're a ghost. Basically.
Reverse ghosting. Yeah.
Yeah. Reverse ghost. So Gary's like, you know, I can give you all a passion fruit. What? I don't know why.
He's giving not all. He's giving out. It's contrasted. He's being flirty with Allie, offering her passion fruit and flirting with her, but then being like all business with Sydney. So
lobster tails.
Lobster tails, am I right? So now JL gets it. So Jean-Luc gets into his bunk with Glenn, and then we see Gary getting into his bunk, and we sort of get a compare and contrast, because with Gary and Colin, the conversation is like, oh, well, you know, I'm so sick of, I'm waking up with a hard-on every single day. Blah, 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 blah. My penis is
Isn't
off.
That, you know, we've talked on this show a lot about how so many of these guy scenes are the beginning of porno movies.
Yeah.
Isn't this totally the beginning of a porno?
Yes.
Where he's like, oh, dude, it's so rough going to bed with a hard-on. Wouldn't mind giving old Allie a kiss. Too bad she's not here. Wish I could practice.
Oh, I can help you out with that, sailor. Then, but then meanwhile, JL, like Jean-Luc, he's there with Glenn, and he's, the conversation's like, I hope I don't wake you up in the morning. Oh, that's okay. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's so nervous. He's like sneaking into the, he has to go to the top bunk to get past Glenn. And it's not even a regular bunk where it's equal. Glenn has like a big, like, basically a full-size mattress, right? So it sticks out more. So Jean-Luc, who's 6'9", is like trying to sneak around Glenn. He's like, oh, just getting up into the... Hope I don't wake you up, buddy.
Yeah, that's gonna suck. So meanwhile with the guests, Andy, one of the guests, he feels really tired, and he's just gonna go to sleep early. And they're like, oh, why is Andy going to sleep early? So he goes into bed.
He's like, God, I feel like Andy's like, ugh. She goes, yeah, he totally shut down.
Yeah.
And then Andy's immediately snoring. They just show the guest cabin door. It's like.
So now it's the next morning. And so Andy and Hannah are a couple. So Hannah comes upstairs with no mask on and goes up to Daisy and goes, yeah, so Andy's not feeling well. I think he may have a fever. I'm like, what? If your man has a fever and you're sharing a bed with him, why are you not wearing a mask when you emerge from that room to tell the staff? Like, what rock are you living under?
COVID patrol.
It's
COVID
true,
mysteries.
It's true, it right? Like,
it is, because she does get all up in it. She's like, come here. Can I whisper this right into your ear? Can I get some spittle right into your ear canal?
Well, first, how is... Okay, Alan, I've got something to tell you, but first... How is my breath this morning? I want to make sure it smells good. Does that smell good? What about you? You think this smells good? Okay, good. So now I can proceed. My husband has a big fever.
And, you know, he said after dinner that he just started to not feel okay. And Daisy's like, oh, speak to the captain. Get your face out of my face, you dumb head user. So
she's like, one more thing about Andy. He is not allowed to use the guest head. He has lost guest head privileges.
So Glenn's like, oh, Jesus, you know, obviously we're all thinking it's COVID. So Daisy comes and takes Hannah's temperature. And she's like, you need to stay in the cabin. Would you like breakfast? And so they're trying to be nice. And, you know, in her defense, Hannah's pretty nice about it. You know,
she's not a diva. She actually looked a little
scared. Gay is a total diva about
it. Yeah. She actually, I felt like she looked a little scared, understandably. And so, so then Glenn is basically like, he's like, okay, I'm going to call Kelly, the medical officer. So he calls Kelly and Kelly's like, okay, I'm sending Dr. Laura, in which case I just was like imagining Dr. Laura Schlesinger just showing up on the boat. Like, okay, let me tell you guys something about you. Okay.
Yeah. If they can stand up to extremely conservative judgment, then they can stay.
So basically, they have to, they're going to have to retest, retest all four of the guests. Okay. And in the meantime, they have to stay in their cabins until they get the test results. And, they are, you know, Colin says that, you know, we take so many COVID tests and we're in quarantine. I don't know how it's possible, but you know, if he has coronavirus, then we're all fucked. Right. So Kelly, you know, Kelly and Dr. Laura show up.
Dr. Laura's like, smells like single people not married sleeping together. Hope you enjoy your baby, morons.
I have brought someone from my medical practice, Dr. Tucker Carlson. Do you have any thoughts on this? Well, this yacht is ridiculous. This is... This is clearly some mainstream media created yacht. This isn't a yacht. We all know this is mainstream media lies. This is a dinghy.
I'm no psychic, so I don't know who has COVID yet, but I can guarantee you this. Biden will not answer questions truthfully at a news press conference. There, I said it. A ding.
Hi, Dr. O'Reilly. Do you have any thoughts on what this patient may be going through?
It's a lie. It's a lie.
Finally, a cast that a show that Bill O'Reilly can get back on because it's all about sexual harassment.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so Dr. Laura, I can't say her name without laughing, but Dr. Laura, Dr. Laura.
I feel like people who are doctors named Laura don't even call themselves that anymore. No. You know, they're like, you could just call me Dr. Smith. How about that?
I'm changing my name to Dr. Phyllis. You can call me Dr. Phil for short.
Damn it.
Yes. Poor Laura. Sorry, everybody out there, if you're a Dr. Laura. That's got to suck. It's like for ladies named Karen, you know? It just sucks right now.
Yeah. It'll be okay. So Dr. Laura shows up, and Andy is, like, coughing. He's got a fever, and he's coughing. And Daisy's like, this is going to be the biggest fuck-up in the entire world if he tests positive. This'll be like serving 20 pizzas and realizing you only served 4.
And so the doctors come to the gay's room, and they're like, blah, 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 we're going to have to give you a test.
Oh my God, it's Andy. Are you serious?
He is just being the worst person.
The gay is furious at Andy.
He is being the worst. He is being truly the worst. And so Glenn has to tell them, like, listen, you know, we're going to go back to the dock and you guys are going to go into a hotel into quarantine. And Ryan is like, I have been quarantined already for over a week. I've had enough of this. It's really expensive to sit in a box. Okay. So let's make our way back. I'm like, well, why are you yelling at it? Like, why are you acting like you chose to go back to the dock? Like,
I want the manager of COVID. You get the manager of COVID on the phone right now.
What is he supposed to do? This someone has a fever and is coughing in the middle of a pandemic on a boat. Like, this is the most proper thing you should be doing, right? The most prudent thing you should be doing. And he is like, I have been sitting in a box in Croatia. You're still in Croatia. You're still beautiful Croatia, and you've spent a day on a yacht. Like, relax.
Yeah. And so Daisy is coming to their doors and bringing them coffees and stuff. And she's like, would you like any coffee or anything to eat, or your own bathroom to take the heat in, which you can do privately, not go anywhere else. All right. And she leaves stuff for them. And he goes, these fucking guys.
These, my God, they're helping people who are serving you during a health crisis. These fucking guys.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Yeah.
And so Sydney is like, we are shook. It's bizarre. Allie.
And then, so they finally dock back in the port. And so Glenn goes down to like the quarantine quarters, and he's like, so if you guys want to put those masks on, we're ready for you. And Ryan's like, ugh, so pissed.
Oh, well, look, I'm really sorry for the inconvenience. Anyone? Anyone just trying to make light here? Come on,
just
guys.
Take a breath.
This is depressing.
Yeah, this is awful. So they, like, walk off. It's just funny because they're, like, all walking off the boat. And by and large, everyone's very understanding except for Ryan. And they're walking off. And it's just funny because you see the entire crew just nodding and smiling like, oh, so sorry. Get the fuck off our boat, please. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. And so that brings us to the end. So we don't know. Does Andy have corona?
I don't know. I mean, gosh. I mean, you forget that you can just get regular sick. That is something that can happen. I bet he only has strep throat. I bet that's what's going to happen. I guess my guess is on strep throat.
I don't know. I have no guesses for that. But it'll sure be interesting to say.
Yeah, for real. It was pretty. I mean, that's like some real life shit that was happening there. It was pretty scary, to be honest. We're joking, but that's like scary. That's going to be very, very scary. So we'll see you next week. In the meantime, watch What Happens Live tonight, everyone. Check us out. And we'll be back tomorrow with the Real Housewives of Dallas, which will be super fun. So we'll talk to you on the next one.
And bye, everybody.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Higher than high res. She's Lauren Perez.
Patricia Murdoch, she wrote.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible, edible Matthew sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.